on the subject of David Bowie, Ian was referring there to our music feature yesterday about David Bowie. And following that, we got a text from someone to tell us that a New Zealander who had worked closely with Bowie might like to have a chat with us. So we decided that's a great idea. Got her on the line now. From Auckland, it's Glenys Daly. Hi, Glenys. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Karen.
Your name's very familiar.
Yes, I worked for Television New Zealand back in the day when I think you were actually there doing Radio with Pictures. Is that right?
That's why your name is familiar. Used to love the makeup department. It was huge.
Yes, it was.
Fabulous.
It was a lot of fun.
That was
the start. Mm.
I see. So let's get on to the story. How did you first meet David Bowie?
Well, I worked as hairdresser, makeup artist on Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, which David was in, and that was a film, a feature film that was made. And from there, he asked me to work with him. That was 1982. Asked me to work with him on the Serious Moonlight Tour, which was pretty much all of 1983.
How brilliant.
The start of that was at the Cannes Film Festival, which was the premiere of the film. So from there, we went on to Brussels for rehearsals and a world tour. So it was Europe, America, Japan, and, of course, New Zealand and Australia. And I think we finished just before Christmas that year. So that was pretty exciting.
I bet. So, Glenys, how did you get in contact with him? Who asked you to do makeup for Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence? Because he was in New Zealand at that time.
Well, part of it was filmed in New Zealand. Most of it was in Rarotonga. But after working for Television New Zealand, I freelanced. And through freelancing, I knew Larry Parr, who was the New Zealand producer.
Yes, I know him, yep.
He asked me to work on the film, which I did.
I bet you were keen to do it.
Well, I wasn't that keen at the start. He gave me the script, and once I'd read that, it sounded, very interesting. Tom Conti was in it, and Jack Thompson from Australia. So that took, I think it was 10 to 12 weeks. But the next year for the concert tour, that was, much longer, and travelling by private plane, David's plane, for the band, and I was part of the staff, keeping his hair blonde and short hair and makeup, and really part of his wardrobe as well. So, it was exciting.
We'll get on to that in a second, but why weren't you keen at the beginning?
For working on the film.
Yes.
Because I had children who were at school,
I see.
So I needed to organise that, all their after-school activities. And because part of it was in Rarotonga, it's not like it was working on a project here at home in New Zealand. So,
Okay, let's go on tour with David Bowie in 1983 and the Serious Moonlight Tour. So what were your duties? And were you the only person? I bet you weren't, in terms of the makeup department.
Well, I had an assistant, but she really took care of the band, and I worked solely with David. So I started in New York, met with the production company there, and had to meet with the designer of the Metropolitan Opera because he had designed the different outfits for David. It was very much a gentleman tour for him. He had three-piece suits, cravats, ties. So all of those had to be taken care of and a wardrobe built. I think he had 7 or 8 different suits of varying colours, mostly pastel colours. So from New York it was to Cannes and then on to Brussels and then the start of the tour. I think we did 100 concerts altogether.
You must have got to know him quite well then.
Oh, yes, extremely well. And he was very excellent to work with. He was considerate, very generous and very amusing. I think the world never really saw David the comedian because he did like to ham it up and have fun as well.
How many on the road with you at the time?
On the actual staff, what did we have? A 737 plane, I think. There would have been 20, 25 to 30 of us. That doesn't include the roadies, but the roadies, they all travelled separately by commercial carrier or by buses, coaches. Partway through the European tour, he was asked to headline at the US Festival in the San Bernardino Valley, California. So we flew at night in this private plane from LA, from Paris to LA, then into Palm Springs. I think that was part was by helicopter, and then into the US Festival, where there were over 300,000 people. It was a full weekend, a three-day weekend festival.
Incredible. So I want to know a couple of things here. What was on the rider? What did he drink?
Well, he really didn't drink very much at all. I mean, obviously, we had all of the wine and champagne was put on by promoters, but he'd have the odd beer. He certainly never touched spirits. So he really wasn't a big drinker. And on that particular, well, at that time of his life, I think he'd got over the whole drug thing, and that wasn't a big deal either. So
it was all very seemly.
Yes, and he was into keeping fit. There was always a punching bag. So before he changed to go on stage, he'd work out with that punching bag, which I guess was good, kept him in shape.
Did he have a partner at the time?
No, he hadn't met a man then. He had Coco, who was his PA, but certainly not his partner. I think it was a few years after that before he met a man, which is kind of a shame that he passed when he did, because he still had or has a teenage daughter. And, big miss, big sadness for the world, big loss.
Yes, and during that year, it was 1 year that you worked from 100 venues. I mean, it's hard to pick out highlights of that, but anything that really stands out for you that you think, I'm never, ever going to experience anything like this again in my life? I guess that would just be standing there cutting his hair, really.
No, it was all, we had a lot of social outings as well, dinners. But as far as cities go, we weren't constantly on the move. Often we would be for a week in a city, like in Munich. I think we had 3 concerts there. So, and always in the best hotels. Munich was memorable. Every city was really enjoyable. And, of course, you know, we just travelled at leisure. It's not as if we were on a bus the next morning and then there was a concert the next night, because it was never like that. Maybe today with tours, I don't know.
It sounds that it was very well organised and just a fabulous year. And what about the best makeup you did for him? What did he have? Just foundation? What, some eyeliner? Anything else?
Yes, mascara often. It was mainly taking care of his hair, but yes, he did need a makeup base as well. And I would always be side stage for every concert with a towel and with, you know, drinks and whatever. Often he'd change to a different outfit at halftime. I think we only lost one jacket through the whole tour, which was pretty good. It was very well organised. Big staff.
You lost one jacket. You mean it just got left behind on stage?
Oh, he probably took it off and dropped it down in front of him on the stage, and I guess somebody grabbed it. But that was okay. I was able to contact the Metropolitan Opera, who made another one, and he mailed that over pretty quickly. But because he had several outfits, you know, it wasn't a problem.
Very good, Glenys. Glenys, we've just run out of time, unfortunately. I think we could spend quite a long time talking to you about this tour, but so appreciate you coming on this afternoon.
It's a pleasure.